Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And good morning on a Tuesday. 97.1, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Luke Sloan on the updates. After a lengthy rain delay, Tigers win. John, Spencer Torkelson.
Torque, he's the guy that has been hot at the right time. Now, it hasn't always meant wins as this team has struggled over the last 6 weeks, but they've been able to count on him. What, seven games with hits in the last eight? Mm-hmm. And he's now one behind Riley Green for leading the Tigers in home runs with, what, 26, and Riley's got 27.
Yeah, good time for his 26 yesterday, a game where it's one of those where the Tigers had the early run, and it could have been more if not Franny Ibanez getting thrown out on the bases, and you're thinking, boy, one run is not going to hold. You're playing with fire. They needed the jolt late in the game, and Torkelson gave him the jolt.
Yes, and so what did I say yesterday about this being a team where, hey, if the pitching is not there, and you need to score 9 runs, then that's what the team has to do. The offense has to have the defensive back or the pitcher's back. Yesterday, and it may not have been pretty.
No, it wasn't.
But the pitchers and the defense did what they had to do, only allowing one run on a night where the bats weren't there.
No. And it was really just the solo shot from Montgomery that Paddock gave up. Other than that, Paddock did the job.
Yeah. And so that's where this team is. You've got to have one of the sides step up, and ideally you'd love to have, you know, a one run performance from the mound and 8 runs at the plate. It doesn't always happen that way, but this is the formula that they used earlier in the season. And it was winning series, which they were able to do against the Angels. And it was, hey, when the pitching has to be there, you find a way to get it done. And they did yesterday.
6.5 now?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Pick up a half game with the Guardians not playing yesterday. Yes, they're back at it tonight.
One game closer.
Hey, that's the thing. This is the stretch that we talked about. This is
you know,
what
whoever sits
to
in that seat is supposed to give the magic number at about this time.
I think I saw Stoney tweeting it. I think it's 38.
I knew he was.
I can deliver that message. I think it's 38 if his math is right.
Oh, that's amazing.
And if it's wrong, it's his fault. But I think 38's our magic number, boys and girls.
So we had a listener, a texter yesterday, send in that it was 39. So it's probably right.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
And I was very alarmed by that, and I was wondering if Stoney was texting us.
Is that Max in Michigan?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me ask you this.
I don't listen to NHL radio, so I don't actually get to hear Max from Michigan call in.
I wonder what
his
text name is.
Oh.
Max in Michigan is his national...
His national radio name. Yes, his call-in name. I don't know. I wonder if he switches it up or if it's just...
248.
Yeah.
When is it magic number time in your mind? Like, all jokes aside, when do you actually want to hear about it? Like, when it's inside of 10?
Yeah, I'd say single digits. Okay. That's when it matters to me.
So like after the Lions have, you know, played a couple weeks, we're probably looking at real magic number updates.
For the Tigers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be single digits once we get to, you know, mid-September.
Yes. That's where it starts to be real. All right, and you could start, you know, if you could count it on two hands, right? And it's a 9, it's 8, it's 7, it's...
I love how much of a caveman you are when I can count it on my two hands.
Yeah, I don't want to use the toes.
What do you mean? I got to get a calculator, all these numbers.
Yeah, I don't need an abacus for this. So that's when it becomes real for me. I think it's fun. It's something we throw out there. And we throw it out there now, and that's why I bring it up, because yesterday, what did we say? It was 3 games closer. That is 3 less games for the Guardians to do something on their side of this coin.
Yeah,
the Tigers are taking care of business.
You're putting the pressure on them. We talked about this 10-game stretch where we wanted to see, hey, games against the Twins and the White Sox and the Angels who they played over the weekend. So far, 3-1. Take a couple more. Take a couple more. You get to 7-3, which is what we talked about.
Right. It's all about focusing on the series at hand. For when it was the Angels, hey, you took 2 of 3. May not have been pretty. Any 3 of them. But as long as you win 2 of the 3, and now they have a chance today to secure a series victory, and then they can see if they can sweep. But take care of this series victory today.
Speaking of today, busy show. Quarterback tiers. The latest results, scanning 50 decision makers in the game. We'll get to where Goff is and just a general conversation of who belongs in what tier. That's at 6:35. We've got the 2 Grand Slam, a chance to win $2,000 at 7:25 this morning. And the AP Top 25, college football, overrated, underrated. We're going to get to all of that today on the show. And a more substantive conversation about Goff. I feel like it's been percolating since the season ended, the way it ended, and I think the tiers will give us a good jumping off point into discussing where we're at with Jared Goff.
Yeah, and in regards to the AP Top 25, when we get a chance to discuss the overrated, underrated,
yeah,
not a lot of variance in how they ranked our local teams, but some big variance on teams that are ranked in the AP, not ranked in the coaches poll, It's going to be very interesting, that discussion.
And the best part, by the way, of the AP Top 25 coming out yesterday, you go to the ESPN College Football Scoreboard, it automatically defaults to Top 25 view.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
I love that. Love it. I don't have to go through all of the games that I'll probably view anyway. But yes,
Purdue versus Southeast Missouri State. Yes.
Yeah, we could put that.
Will Purdue get their first win in 12 months?
Might be their only win of the year. It's not going well. John, we'll get to that later in the show today. We are so close. We are 11 days away from College Football Week 0. Hey, note from Gov. Tigers played in Chicago yesterday. White Sox, one of the all-time dumps of a stadium.
Yeah, so me and Greg were both part of a little day trip to, I still call it Comiskey. You know, the new Comiskey is what it was at first.
It was cellular.
It's Rate Field now is what it's called.
Wait, I thought it was Guaranteed Rate.
Oh, it's no longer Guaranteed, John.
Oh, it's just the rate.
Oh. At least that's what AI says. So.
Okay.
That's
correct. No.
Nothing in life is guaranteed, so it's just Rate Field.
It's just Rate Field. Okay.
So, yeah, we went, it was about 10 years ago, roughly, and it delivered. That place is an absolute dump. I believe it was built in 91 or 92, and I think the Tigers played the first game there and won it 16-0. Crazy. Rob Deer homered. Anyways, though, it had me wondering, like, what do people think are the worst stadiums in sports? Because I think that place is the absolute worst.
Is it the stadium or is it the area the stadium's in or is it both?
No, this area is kind of cool. It's not the greatest of areas, but I would say the experience of getting off an airplane, taking the L train to the stadium and walking was a cool experience. The stadium has nothing to it. It is an absolute just bland, blah stadium. And the only thing I would say in its defense is when it was built. It was built at an awful time. Innovation hadn't taken the shape that it had.
Right.
I would even say, like, you know, Comerica to Ford Field, there was only a couple years difference, but Ford Field had the advantage of just new technology with suites and the setup and stuff like that. But this Rate Field, I think, is the worst stadium in sports.
Well, it was built at a time where amenities weren't valued the way they are now. And whether it was technology or it was just, hey, we want a cost-effective stadium versus all the bells and whistles, it doesn't have any bells and whistles. And I've not actually been to it. I've taken a unofficial tour of it.
Yeah.
I think it's, for baseball fields, sometimes, like, there's nothing around it like Wrigleyville when you go to Wrigley
Field. It's not that. I'm talking about the stadium. Like, I went to Cleveland last year for the playoff game, and I believe it was called the Jake originally, and it was only built a couple years after the White Sox. And it's a nice stadium. There's a homely feel to it when you're inside it. They've renovated. They kept up with times and stuff. I don't know if this is like the Reinsdorf ownership from way back in the day, you know, with the Bulls, and he was viewed as cheap. I mean, he wouldn't pay Scottie Pippen.
The dude was cheap.
Right. Yeah, flat out.
But no, I wanted to ask the question. What do you guys think are the biggest dumps or worst stadiums in sports? And now this includes college as well.
Pro and college.
But you have to be fair to college in terms of...
grade on a curve.
Yes.
Okay, so... we're up against it, but I have some that immediately came to mind.
Me too.
Some that I've been to and some that I haven't, but just have a reputation as being dumps. Worst stadiums in sports. We'll get to that next. 97.1.
Value-driven banking begins with First Merchants Bank. When I have a question about my finances, I turn to my bank, and that's First Merchants Bank. And I know that their attentive local bankers are 100% interested in listening to my situation and in helping me find the answers that I need. First Merchants doesn't provide cookie-cutter solutions or check off boxes when it comes to financial advice. They take the time to learn about my life and my personal and financial goals, as well as my family, and they work with me to build a plan that fits my situation. And every time I go in there, I mentioned I went in there with Lisa last week, on Friday, I believe it was. Tim sat down with us and said, hey, we got some things that may be better for the kids now that they're going to college. That's the type of bank that First Merchants is. That's because they really care. They see us as people, not just as numbers, and they're going to do all they can to help their customers and communities succeed. You can count on that, since First Merchants Bank is staffed by local bankers who know and are passionate about the needs of the local community, because it's their community as well, and we have to all work together to help it continue to prosper. To get started on your personalized financial solution today, you can find them. More information at firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
There you go. Dan Dickerson kind of calling a shot. I know Benetti did the same on the TV side.
Yeah.
Big spot for Torque.
Bobby Scales cackle. Always like the little laugh at the end of that. It's fun.
Then you had your hour-long rain delay before the Tigers made it official. 2-1 win against the White Sox. 6.5 games up in the division. We're going to get to quarterback tiers, where Goff is, where everybody is, who belongs where. That's coming up at 6:35. And then the Goff conversation afterwards. I know it's been percolating. People have thoughts on our quarterback. Ticketek's on the worst stadiums in sports. Tigers are playing at Rate Field.
Rate Field, yes.
Rate Field, not guaranteed rate.
Nope.
Not U.S. Rate. Cellular or Comiskey, what it used to be. Just Rate Field, kind of a dump. John, before I read these ticket texts, you said some immediately came to mind. I have some as well.
Oh, sure. I've got two, and they're both in the NFL. One of them is in Cincinnati, and I know that they've been talking about trying to get a new stadium, keeping the Bengals in town. I don't know if they've where they are, but their stadium, and this kind of goes to what we've been talking about, Rate Field. It was built at a time and with ownership that didn't really want to invest in a lot of money. The cheap, that's what the Bengals are. There's bird crap on every seat. There literally is, and I've told this story before. We've watching the film. Steve Spurrier is our coach, and we're watching the special teams film, and you couldn't even see the field because they're all 22 view is like from the rafters, right? And there's birds, pigeons, all this stuff flying around, and Steve Spurrier goes, that a bird? Yeah, coach. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for identifying the fact that you haven't watched any film as our head coach.
Thanks, coach.
But yeah, they're swarmed with birds everywhere, and there's bird crap everywhere. The next one is, I don't even know what they call it anymore. The old Joe Robbie Hard Rock.
What do
they
call it?
Miami. Yeah, it's changed so many names.
Yeah, it's Hard Rock, I think.
Total dump.
Yeah,
you can't find there's no easy access to it, and you just it's an asshole.
Yeah. So I had one football, FedEx, where you played. I went 2019, maybe just before the pandemic. It has seen better days. I don't know if it was even nice when it was first built, John, but it was a dump when I went.
So the setting lends itself to instantly think dump.
Because it's isolated. It's surrounded by a parking lot, essentially.
It's surrounded completely by acres and acres of concrete parking lots. And it's a big stadium right in the middle of a concrete jungle.
There is zero personality to that stadium.
No, there's not great personality. I was there, I think it was the second or third year when it was new. And when it was new, it did have, and it still does, right? You walk in, it has the, club seating. And they've got the couches, they got the TVs, they've got the restaurants on that level, which was nice. The bottom level, but again, like you said, there's just not a lot of personality to it.
Tropicana Field, I was going to say, but Dave and Warren has that on the ticket deck, okay. So we'll give him credit. I mean, they're not playing there this year, and there's talk that they may never play there.
It's actually currently a dump.
Yes, John. I'd also say the Coliseum, but it's no longer active. But that was one of the worst, too.
The Coliseum?
In Oakland.
Is
the A's and the Raiders when they were playing there?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Greg's giving me a thumbs up. Ticket texter says, don't leave me out. He says, my son and I called that Torque home run as well last night.
Oh, okay.
All right. Time for a Torque bomb, and then he hit one.
Boom.
Apparently, Stoney was breaking down the magic number formula on yesterday's afternoon show.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, so for those that were desperately trying to figure it out.
I told you. Anyone that sits in that seat has to give the magic number.
Texter says, I've been to about 10 ballparks in MLB as a lifelong White Sox fan. I've always enjoyed Wright Field, but comparing it everywhere else, you're right. It has to be one of the worst.
Actually, a little Stoney note here.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't sitting in that seat.
He would have been in that seat.
Because Rico would sit over there and he was in for Mike. And I know he sat in this seat.
Oh, what'd he do to you?
Because he turns the computer off. Instead of just putting it to sleep so that everyone's tabs, when they log in with their private login, come up. I know every time Stoney sits here because he turns the computer off instead of just putting it to sleep. So I've got to come in and I've got to look at history. I've got to redo everything in the morning. So thank you, Stoney.
Just a peek
inside
your world.
Number,
yes. A couple votes for the Coliseum on the ticket text. Dodger Stadium says overrated, shows its age, and the Dodger dog is not worth the hype. And the last text says Spartan fan here. Spartan Stadium is trash. Well,
Mike is up early.
Definitely need those renovations.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well,
he trashes Spartan Stadium.
He's not wrong. All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, a Clarkston teen is facing charges after shooting another teen at a party in Oxford last Friday. Yeah, so the Oakland County Sheriff's Office say this 16-year-old is accused of shooting a 17-year-old in the wrist during this party that took place at Oakwood Lake Township Park late at night. It was like 11:30. The victim told police that he got into an argument with the suspect, who then reportedly pointed a laser in his eyes and they started fighting. Well, the suspect shot the victim, left the scene, and then was arrested the next day. And the Oakland County Sheriff, Michael Bouchard, called the shooting unacceptable and said that detectives will continue their hard work to determine how and where the suspect illegally obtained the firearm, and they will seek to hold him accountable. The victim, like I said, was shot in the wrist, so treated at a local hospital, has been released. Sounds like he's going to be A-okay. So Detroit is one of only three test cities nationwide where females can try out Uber's new women's preference rides, right? That's where they can request female drivers. So the test pilot, which Uber calls Women's Preference, will launch in the next few weeks here in Detroit. It will also be in San Francisco and Los Angeles. And Uber says the new program is designed to give female passengers more confidence, choice, and flexibility.
Well, it's not just passengers, it's drivers too.
Sure.
Like, because the drivers could say, I only want to pick up female passengers.
I'm sure they could.
I believe that's part of this.
But I think that what they're really trying to do.
Do you have to be a female driver to do that? Or? Well, no, I'm asking. Like,
Can a male driver say,
I only want to pick up women? I don't know.
No, you can't.
Okay. I think
it defeats the whole purpose.
The reason they're really doing this is because they've been bombarded by lawsuits, right?
Yes.
Because of all these women who are saying they've been sexually assaulted
by
their drivers. So this actually launched in 2019 in Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
So they've had this, just like working it all out to bring it here. So anyway,
good.
Kind of cool that it will be here to try for sure. There's a $5,000 reward being offered for information as police continue to search for the suspect accused of stabbing two people to death at a pool party in Detroit. So the attack took place on Saturday night, left a 31-year-old man and a woman in her 20s dead. Two other people were also injured. One is in critical condition. The other is expected to survive. And investigators say they have identified the suspect, but he has not been taken into custody. So they're offering this reward for any information that can move this case forward. So anybody who can help identify or find this individual should be calling the Detroit Police Department. What are you laughing at over there, John? You'll tell me
again,
later.
Again, the joke's inside my head.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Hey, if you've been sharing your HBO Max account, you'll be soon required to pay an additional monthly fee to keep doing so. So starting in September, HBO is cracking down on password sharing and accounts being used in multiple locations. This is something we do at our house.
I know, you've said this before
about
Netflix. Have you ever been caught with Netflix yet?
Oh, yeah, we were caught. They cracked down on Netflix, cracked down a long time ago, so we finally got our own Netflix account. But we share our HBO password with my mother-in-law. Like, it's just, yeah. We've always kind of just shared passwords, so she can watch what she wants to watch. So if she wants it, she'll have to get her own eventually, too.
I use Rico's Paramount Plus.
Do you?
Yeah. I forgot that we had it, but we wanted to watch something the other day, and I clicked on the app, and it was like, are you Rico? And I'm like, today I am.
So just get ready. It's going to be an additional $70.
One is not like the other.
$7.99 per month.
What do I...
Spitting image. Me and Rico Beard. All right, coming up next, who doesn't belong? It's the quarterback tiers, 97.1.
America's favorite place to watch, whether it's football, pro or college, baseball, especially as we near the playoffs. It's at Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. You can chill in one of the six pools on three different levels, and those six pools may actually be host to one Cabana Boy come the middle of August, 21st, 22nd. We'll be there, and I don't know if the Cabana Outfitter is going to make it or not, but you can have a perfect view no matter where you are of their massive 40-foot tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino. It's in downtown Las Vegas. It's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Who doesn't belong? It's the quarterback tier breakdown. This is from The Athletic. 50 coaches and executives going through the quarterbacks in the National Football League. We will start in tier five, work our way up to tier one. And I want to know who belongs and who doesn't belong as we do this. Tier 5 is quarterbacks best suited as a backup. It's a one-man tier. At 34, it's Kenny Pickett.
And I want to add one to this, and Gov and I were talking about this a little bit at a couple of breaks ago. Because I believe Kenny Pickett will be a backup, no matter where he is.
Yes.
Even if he stays in Cleveland. Jimmy G. I think he's the backup with the Rams to Matthew Stafford. He might actually get a lot of playing time this year, depending on the Stafford back. But I think he is along that with Kenny Pickett, where he could be a guy that could come in and get you out of a game, could actually start for a number of games, because we've seen it. He's taken a team to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And like a Carson Wentz. I mean, maybe even, and I know Carson Wentz isn't on a roster, but I'd put Carson Wentz kind of in this category as well, as a guy that could start, but is best suited to be a backup.
It's tier 5. We're going to have a little more discussion in these meatier tiers. Tier 4 is described as a quarterback who could be unproven, as in not enough information for the voters to classify, or it's a veteran who ideally he's only starting a handful of games, certainly not going all 17. The breakdown of quarterbacks in that tier: Spencer Rattler,
mm-hmm.
Anthony Richardson, Joe Flacco, Daniel Jones, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix, Justin Fields, and Russell Wilson.
Yeah, so you got a couple of guys in there that have won Super Bowls: Russell Wilson, Joe Flacco, but they're on the waning moments of their career.
If they start 8 games, that's about it.
Yeah, and everybody else is unproven. And Anthony Richardson, I'm really curious how this is going to play out in Indianapolis, because do they go with the guy that at one point tapped out at the quarterback position, said, I need a play, I'm tired, or do they go with an unproven commodity in Daniel Jones?
There's the hot debate right now, and I think what you do is you still give Richardson the chance to succeed because he has the higher ceiling, and you pull the plug if it doesn't work.
Which guy in that category do you think takes the biggest jump this year?
Michael Penix. I know JJ's going to get a lot of love. I think Penix, having played at the end of last year, having a full healthy season in the offense, I think he steps up in a big way this season for Atlanta.
I think you're right. But I'll go back to, and this is not JJ being a Michigan guy, I go back to the weapons that he has. Now, he's not going to have Jordan Addison for the first 3 games, but I think he has the best receiver in the NFL in Justin Jefferson, TJ Hawkinson. I mean, we go down the list.
Think about this. I think Bijan as a stabilizing ground game. Drake London is no slouch as a number one receiver.
I agree with that. But I think the offensive line is greater because Atlanta just lost.
I know they lost Dahlman.
So yeah, but okay. I just wanted to get a
okay. I actually think Spencer Rattler should be thrown out of this tier. I don't know why I even read his name. They have him at 33.
Right.
Is he the backup in New Orleans?
Well, that's why I want to throw Jimmy G in there. If you're going to throw Rattler in there, if you're going to throw some of these guys in there.
Are they pretending like, hey, maybe he could win the job and he is in the unknown with JJ and Penix? He doesn't belong with those guys.
If they are all in on tanking and trying to get the number one overall pick for next year, whoever that quarterback might be, then go with Spencer Rattler.
Tier 3 is a quarterback who is a legitimate starter but needs a heavier run game or improved defense to win. Lower volume dropback passing best suits these quarterbacks. They are Kirk Cousins, Bryce Young, Caleb Williams, Drake May, Sam Darnold, Bo Nix, Geno Smith, Trevor Lawrence, Tua Tagovailoa, Aaron Rodgers, and Kyler Murray.
Well, half the league.
Yeah.
So interesting to see Bryce Young starting to, what's this year, 3 for him now?
He had one of the biggest jumps in the eyes of these decision makers.
I'm curious as to what Drake May does this year. I think Drake May goes from tier 3 to maybe the top of tier 2.
Really?
This season. I'm high on Drake May. I think he's got all the talent in the world. He just simply needs, like you said, right? He's going into his second year, needs a stout defense to give him extra opportunities. When he gets those extra opportunities this year, I think he's going to excel.
I don't think Kirk Cousins should be in this tier. I think he should have been in the tier with guys like Russell Wilson and Joe Flacco. So I don't think he belongs. And I actually think Drake May, it's still too early. I'd still have him in tier 4 as the young guy with more to prove, like Penix.
Yeah, but Drake May at least had a number of games last year, and some where he showed out.
But does he belong with Bo Nix? Does he belong with...
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
it's kind of a weird middle of the league here, right? Because like Aaron Rodgers and Kyler Murray in the same tier, like I guess.
I think it's where they've thrown everything, and this may be just exactly what. It's the catch-all. It's guys that are not in the level of tier two, but they're maybe a little bit better than tier four. And I do agree with you though. I think Kirk Cousins, end of his career, still could still be a starter. Probably not going to be in Atlanta, but. I would have put him in tier four as well.
Would you say that all these guys you're not winning a Super Bowl with? Outside of like having some like elite team. At this stage of their career.
At this stage of their career, yes. Okay. I don't think Denver goes on to win a Super Bowl this year. I don't think New England does.
Rodgers at this stage, Murray, Tua.
Yeah, I mean, there are some guys in here who could win a playoff game.
Yes. I was going to ask you, of this group, Tua and Lawrence to me stand out as like the biggest put up or shut up guys, right?
Yeah.
Like might not be in this tier for long.
I would probably say that about Kyler Murray as well, okay. Because what he's in his third year of his new big deal that he demanded as well.
That's fair. Tier two is defined as a quarterback that can carry his team sometimes, but not as consistently as tier one. Can handle pure passing situation in doses, has other dimensions that are special enough to elevate him above the guys you just heard about in tier three, still has a hole or two in his game. The tier two quarterbacks are, in order, number 14, Brock Purdy. Mm-hmm. Number 13, Jordan Love. Mm. Number 12, Dak Prescott. Number 10, Baker Mayfield. Tied for ninth is Jalen Hurts and CJ Stroud. Jared Goff checks in as the number 8 quarterback in the NFL. Justin Herbert at 7 and Jaden Daniels at 6.
I think it's, yeah, when you look at this, they can be passers exclusively in doses. And we look at, we'll talk about Jared Goff a couple years ago against Tampa. Everybody in the backfield goes down and he's able to find a way to win that game by just simply throwing the ball. But we've also seen last year against Tampa, he threw the ball, 55 times? And it was a loss. Threw it that much against Washington, it was a loss. It's not the formula for repeated success. I'm just curious as to why Jalen Hurts always gets dumped on.
I was just going to bring it up.
He just won a Super Bowl.
He's ninth? How is he behind Goff? And again, I know Goff's our guy, but Hurts won a Super Bowl. The Super Bowl he didn't win, he was a menace. Why is he not a tier up, or at the very least at the top of this tier?
I wouldn't put him in tier one. But there's another guy in tier one that I wouldn't have there either. I'd have it at 4 instead of 5 guys. But
do you like Baker at 11?
I love the burgers at 5 guys and the fries.
Okay, just thank you, John.
Thinking about 5 guys.
Always on your mind.
Yep.
Food. Baker, I think, should be top 10. And I'd be fine. I think Herbert needs to come down. He could be at the end of tier two because of the physical gifts, but he should be lower on this list. I think he should move Baker up.
Baker could move up one or two. Just Jalen Hurts, certainly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tier one. There are 5 names left. This is, by definition, a quarterback that can carry his team each week. They win because of him. He expertly handles pure passing situation and has no real holes in his game. Number 5 is Matthew Stafford.
That's the one I would take out.
Number 4 is Lamar. Number 3 is Josh Allen. Tied for first, Mahomes and Burrow.
So read that description again of tier 1.
Tier 1 is a quarterback that can carry his team each week.
Except for playoffs.
Oh, with Lamar?
Well, Lamar, and I know Joe Burrow went to a Super Bowl, but yeah. And probably why they played the starters in that first preseason game. They started off slow the last couple of years. Since that Super Bowl run, he's put up a lot of numbers, but hasn't been either to the playoffs or won playoff games.
I think I would have Hurts at the end of Tier 1 here at number 5. Stafford, you guys know I defended the man. I think he was incredibly clutch. He has the Super Bowl. He's no longer tier
career,
one.
Right.
He's
at
no
one point longer. In his career, he was tier one. And honestly, for me, I would put... I'd only have 2 guys in tier one. And that would be Mahomes and Allen.
Okay.
And until Joe Burrow shows that he can not just be a great quarterback, but be a great leader and pick his team up offensively, defensively, everything. And I know he doesn't play defense, but you've got to be one of those motivators that gets guys to play above their level for what you need. And I would have him in tier one maybe even 2 years ago, But now I would probably bump him down to tier two. Lamar Jackson, until you could show that you can actually get it done in the playoffs, get to a Super Bowl, I would bump him down, and Stafford as well.
Who belongs? Who doesn't belong? Those are your tiers from the execs and coaches in the National Football League list, courtesy of The Athletic. Coming up next, Jared Goff. Conversation's been percolating with the way it ended last year. We'll get to it next, 97.1.
Hey, we got football season on the horizon, and whether you're tailgating, sitting at home, watching a game, you know you want a nice ice-cold brew. Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in Michigan for over 25 years. Their focus is always on using the highest quality ingredients, and you can count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything they release. With that dedication in mind, their all-day IPA is crafted for every and any moment. It's easy drinking, refreshing, and flavorful. All-day IPA is the kind of IPA that's never out of place. So whether you're tailgating, as I mentioned, you're at the game, you're grilling, hitting the beach, on the boat, or just kicking back, it's smooth, full of flavor, and endlessly crushable. It goes where the good times are. Look for All Day IPA at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
You know, reflecting on the tiers, I feel like they could have done like 10 tiers.
Yeah.
Really broke it down a little more. I know that gets in the weeds.
It does, but I also think that it's like they were probably given the here 1 through 5.
Yeah.
Rank these guys.
But like even within tiers, we were like, well, I think there's a gap. So anyway, couple ticket texts on it. People shocked that Goff was ahead of Jalen Hurts. Goff was 8. Hurts was 9.
I mean, Hurts coming off a Super Bowl championship.
Yeah, and he played well in 2 Super Bowls. Texter says Hurts and Stafford should have been switched. Stafford was tier 1 as the 5th quarterback in football. Look, there's a case maybe 3-4 years ago.
Sure.
But not today. And Hurts has made a jump in that time. And a texter says, John, I must have missed Josh Allen's Super Bowl win. He's in the same tier as Lamar when it comes to the playoffs, and Lamar has double the MVPs, Ben in Roseville.
It's a terrific point. But if given the option of who would I rather have as my starting quarterback, I'd take Allen over Lamar.
And they had Allen as 3 and Lamar 4. So
yeah.
I guess they agree.
Yeah.
Okay, Jared Goff. We've had this conversation we've been waiting to have with people, and the timing's probably right. With this tier list coming out, Goff was on the midday show yesterday. People have feelings about the quarterback after the way last year ended. John, how do you want to do this?
Well, where are people at with Goff right now? Do you think you can win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff as your quarterback? And I think that's the simplest, easiest way to ask that question, because 2 years ago, I don't know if they win the Super Bowl if they get there, but he was good enough for them to get there.
Yeah, famously, Dan Campbell telling him, you're good enough for Detroit.
Right, but he literally put the ball in the hands of a receiver, and he wasn't the running back that fumbled it. He was good enough to win that NFC Championship game, yet they didn't get to the Super Bowl. And he has been to a Super Bowl, but they ultimately didn't win it.
They didn't score a touchdown in that Super Bowl either.
Right, but you could also say like that Super Bowl between both of those defenses was maybe the greatest defensive matchup in Super Bowl history.
Yep.
And so it was, there's a lot that can go into trying to dissect what the potential is for Goff. I think you can win a Super Bowl with him, but I run into people all the time. You'll never win a Super Bowl as long as Goff is here. And so the follow-up question is, okay, you're never going to win a Super Bowl with Goff here. Then what is your answer at the quarterback position? Because he is one of the, no matter where you place him, he is one of the top 10 in the world at what he does.
Yep.
You don't think that New Orleans, you don't think that Cleveland, you don't think that all these other teams would die to have the quality of quarterback that Jared Goff is. And if you look at his numbers over the last 3 years, they have been terrific. They have been comparable to the ones that we say are the top one or two in just in numbers, not in wins and losses, but in terms of numbers. His numbers match up with Patrick Mahomes over the last 3 years and actually are a tick better.
248-539-9797. At the same time, he still has more to prove.
Yes, he hasn't won a Super Bowl.
But I mean, coming off of last year's playoff game where he had not one, not two, not three, but four turnovers.
Mm-hmm. It's a bad day to have a bad day.
You lose Ben Johnson. You lose two offensive linemen. You have a lot to prove, right? You're going to be making more line calls. You're going to have to take more ownership of this offense. You're going to have to avoid the turnovers in the biggest games of the year. And you're going to be judged as one of the highest paid quarterbacks by what you do in the playoffs more than what you do in any of these matchups. But he's going to go toe-to-toe with Burrow and Mahomes and Daniels and all these guys that they have ahead of him, Lamar on this list. This is a huge year for him with a lot to prove.
If there is a year in his career... Now, I know he was, I don't know, what was it, in New York or L.A. when they were handing out the MVP? He was there. He was in the top five of voting for MVP. Actually, what, top three, right? Did he finish third?
I can't remember. Three or four, maybe.
Three or four. Anyway, it doesn't matter. If there's a year for him to win an MVP in the NFL, this is the year. For all the reasons that you talked about, and you could go on terms of his numbers. 3 years ago. 4,400 yards. Last year, 4,500 yards. Or 2 years ago. Last year, 4,600. They keep getting better. 29 touchdowns to 30 touchdowns to 37 touchdowns. His interceptions have kind of all been stable, right? Seven, 3 years ago, then it was 12 and 12. Still better than Patrick Mahomes' numbers in terms of interceptions, in terms of touchdowns. But this is the year because of the questions on the offensive line. Mm-hmm. Can he do it without one of the top two offensive lines in the NFL? They may ultimately be there by the end of the year, but they're well unproven right now. Can he do it with a new offensive coordinator, without his buddy, Ben Johnson? Can he do it with John Morton? Can he do it against this schedule where you're going to be on the road? One of the knocks about Jared Goff is, can he win on the road? I don't necessarily buy into the cold weather anymore because he's been able to do that in Green Bay and Chicago and blah, blah, blah. But can he do it on the road? He already did it in Kansas City 2 years ago to start the season off. Nobody gave him a shot.
Not quite the same as like a frozen tundra, but
sure,
a tough road environment that's loud. They were celebrating a Super Bowl that day.
Right.
Yes.
He hasn't been able to do it in Baltimore. He'll get that chance this year.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, he'll have that chance this year.
Philly's
Kansas
a road
City
game.
Again. Philly, I mean, he'll have that chance again. So if this is the year and he can have even the same numbers as he had last year, it'll be an MVP season for him because of everything else that's going on around him and all the questions. If he keeps this ship afloat and excels, I'll make a case for him come week 11, week 12, that he should be the MVP of this of football. Now, we got to see it. Going to have to go out there and do it.
Last year, he was fifth, and I have the guys who were there. Allen won it, of course. Lamar was two. Saquon was three. Joe Burrow was fourth. Goff, fifth. One spot ahead of Mahomes, who finished sixth in MVP voting.
And Burrow's numbers are eye-popping.
Yeah.
They've been eye-popping every time he steps on the field. Every year that he has been healthy, they've been eye-popping. The only problem is his team hasn't won.
You could make the case that this year is the biggest year of his career.
Sure.
Because, John, just as easily as you said, hey, if he holds serve and dethrones some of these big dogs and steps up in the offense and owns more of it, if he doesn't, you're going to be having a conversation at the end of the season going, well, are we plateauing?
Right. He's at eight right now in this poll, the Athletic poll.
Yeah.
He won't be eight next year. He's either going to be 5, 6, or 7.
Or he's going to be 11, 12.
11, 12, 13.
Yeah. Just because, I mean, that's the life. I mean, you get paid what you get paid. You're the guy. They're building the team around you. Super Bowl's the expectation.
Mm-hmm.
You got to break through. You've played in one. You played an NFC title game here in Detroit. You've had some good playoff games. You've also had some bad playoff games.
Yeah.
It really does become put up or shut up time. And we want to know from you guys, do you fully trust Jared Goff? I think he has still quite a bit to prove, as much as he's already proven.
Can they win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff?
Can they win a Super Bowl with him? 248-539-9797. Two grand slam at 725. Chance to win $2,000. It's 97.1.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.